devam niruttim tvabhicharan yajet kama kamo yajet somam akamah purusham param rajakamo manun deva niruttim tvabhicharan yajet kama kamo yajet somam akamah purusham param rajakamo manun deva niruttim tvabhicharan majet kama kamo yajet somam akama purusham param rajya kamo manun deva kama kamo yajet somam akama purusham param matajis Rajakamo manundevan niruttim tvabhicharan yajet kama kamo yajet somam akama purusham param Rajakamo manundevan niruttim tvabhicharan yajet kama kamo yajet somam akama purusham param word to word translation rajya kamah anyone desiring an empire or kingdom manun the manus semi incarnations of god devan demigods, nirittim, demons, tu, but, abhicharan, desiring victory over the enemy, yajeta, should worship, kama kamah, one who desires sense gratification, yajeta, should worship, Somam, the demigod named Chandra, Akamaha, one who has no material desires to be fulfilled, Purusham, the supreme personality of Godhead, Param, the supreme. Translation, one who desires domination over a kingdom or an empire should worship the Manus. One who desires victory over an enemy should worship the demons. And one who desires sense gratification should worship the moon. But one who desires nothing of material enjoyment should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. For a liberated person, all the enjoyments listed above are considered to be absolutely useless. Only those who are conditioned by the material modes of external energy are captivated by the different types of material enjoyment. In other words, the transcendentalist has no material desires to be fulfilled, whereas the materialist has all types of desires to be fulfilled. The Lord has proclaimed that the materialists who desire material enjoyment and thus seek the favor of different demigods, as above mentioned, are not in control of their senses and so give themselves to nonsense. One should therefore not desire any sort of material enjoyment, being sensible enough to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The leaders of the nonsensical persons are still more nonsensical, because they preach openly and foolishly that one can worship any form of demigod and get the same result. This sort of preaching is not only against the teachings of Bhagavad Gita or those of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but is also foolish. Just as it is foolish to claim that with the purchase of any ticket, any travel ticket, one may reach the same destination. No one can reach Bombay from Delhi by purchasing a ticket for Baroda. It is clearly defined herein that a person impregnated with different desires have different modes of worship. But one who has no desire for material enjoyment should worship the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. And this worshipping process is called devotional service. Pure devotional service means service to the Lord without any tinge of material desires, including desire for fruitive activity and empiric speculation. For fulfillment of material desires, one may worship the Supreme Lord, but the result of such worship is different, as will be explained in the next verse. Generally, the Lord does not fulfill anyone's material desires for sense enjoyment, but He awards such benedictions to worshippers of the Lord, for they ultimately come to the point of not desiring material enjoyment. The conclusion is that one must minimize the desires for material enjoyment, and for this, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described here as Param, or beyond anything material. Shripad Shankaracharya has also stated, Narayana Paro Avyaktat, the Supreme Lord is beyond the material encirclement. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Svadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, first of all I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Today, we are reading from Canto 2, Chapter 3. While answering to the Srila Parikshit Maharaj's first question, Shukadeva Goswami has already concluded his answer for the question that what should be the activity or occupation or work of a person who is about to die. He has already told that Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Bhagavan Dhrinam. So it concludes, is already given, and he's in first verse of this chapter he said that I have already given answer to what is what you have asked for. And later this episode has started that Upasana Kanda. Upasana Kanda means worshipping different people for different goals. So we can see that, after, say there is a marriage ceremony is there. So before feast, everything is important, you know. After feast, sort of, you know, everything is concluded, and then rest of the thing is only for related to that conclusion, you know, or marriage achha hua, and then later things happen. But nobody is very serious in that time after feast because everything is done. Till the, you know, the varmala is exchanged, everybody is very serious. Hoga ki nahi. Anything can happen. So, now later this particular verse also says that similar goal, tasmat sarvatmana rajan. If somebody has do not have any desire, then he should worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the highest goal. See, we see that Vedas are very inclusive. I mean, Vedic knowledge is inclusive. It accommodates everybody. Whatever desires one has, he can worship. He can. If he can't worship Krishna, then okay, Krishna is very magnanimous. He says, okay, worship somebody who is representative of mine. And just progress a little bit. The Vedas are so vast, like length and breadth, and so deep, that in one lifetime to study that and come to the right conclusion is very difficult. It is impossible. That's why Srila Vyasadeva has written the Vedic truth in the Vedanta Sutras. Still it is very difficult to understand that because we need purports. So he wrote commentary on Vedanta Sutras, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the essence. But, you know, we see that people are so ritualistic in their activities that they forget the essence. Just like there was one lady whose husband had been out for so long. But she was really chaste woman. So she had his photograph. And every day she would offer, you know, bhoga, worship, and she would talk to him as if he's there itself. Now, after many years, he actually comes. And he says, surprise, I'm here. She's also happy, but she says, wait now, this is the offering time now. She's offering food to the photo. He says, you fool, I'm now here. He says, wait, you're so long out. Now I'm being so much, I'm chaste. I'm giving food to your photo only. So we'll call that person very foolish, right? That lady. But we see that this can happen to the most intelligent persons also. Those are very reputed in the society, but they may miss the point. In Krishna Leela, Sri Krishna wanted to put this particular thing in front of everybody, that how selfless service is very important. So he saw that in Vrindavan there are trees. So he told his friends, Pashyatetan Mahabhagan Pararsa Ekanta Jivitan Vatavarshatapa Himamsa Sahanto Varantunaha. See these trees in Vrindavan, my dear friends. Vata Varsha Tapa Himamsa. They stand in the hot sun, cold winters and the rainy season. But they tolerate all these just to provide all of us the fruits and flowers. Right? That's why they are very pleasing to me. immediately after that he wants to expose these kind of ritualistic performances. So he tells to his friend that go to the nearby village and there are sacrifices going on. And in the name of Balaram and Lord Krishna, for me, ask them some food. Bring some food. So they go. And the boys tell the Brahmanas, you know, the Krishna and Balaram have been there and they are hungry and we are also hungry. Please give us food. So these are the Brahmanas who are very expert in Vedic scriptures. They are following rules and regulations in performing the sacrifices. But they forgot that for whom they are doing it. Just like this lady forgot that she is serving the photo, but actually she should serve the personality. So they forgot that Vedesh Sarver Aham Eva Vedyo. Krishna says, all the Vedas are there, the conclusion is to understand me. The purpose of Vedas is, one should understand me. We may say that actually in our life, while practicing devotional service, we will not fall into this category. But actually, Maya is so powerful that it can cover our knowledge at any point of time, at any level. For example, we have seen that in fifth canto, our Bharat Maharaj, he is at the stage of bhava. You know, we are struggling to go, cross anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhava. But even at the bhava stage, he left the association of his kingdom where the many devotees were there, and he went to the secluded place to do justice to his sadhana more determinedly, to do more sadhana, but he failed for a deer. So this was what we can see, that if we just stick to the rituals only, Veda Vadarata Krishna mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, then we will never come to the right conclusion of the Vedas, the religion, the Vedic rituals. I'll tell you one of the episodes in my life. When I was in hostel, one day we saw one boy, our friend, he was asking everybody, can you give me 50 rupees? Okay, 20 rupees, at least 10 rupees. So because, it was time that not everybody would get the money orders and on time. So everybody said, chalo, theek hai, iske paas nahi hoga paisa. So everybody was giving it. Bapas dena, sab. He was taking as a loan. So he was asking on that day to everybody. So some of us found, tera to parso hi aaya tha tera money order. Abhi kyun mang raha hai? Then we found out that this person has spent all the money on dancing girls, one day only. So suddenly few of us took him aside and said, tumko akal nahi kya, ek hi din mein sabhi uda diya. Are you fool? Tumhara akal kya, ghas chalne gaya tha kya? So he said one statement, it's very important. He said, "Arre wahan tumko malum nahi, you have not been there, wahan akal kaam nahi karta." So those were with him, they said, "Arey, hum bol rahe the." So he was so arrogant. He said, "I am a king." So he was in a drunk state, and he spent all of the money. And he said, "Wahan akal kaam nahi karta." In the fifth canto, the residents of demigods also say the same thing. They pray to Krishna that Na yatra narayana pada pankaja smriti pumsat atishaya indriya utsavat. What they say? That, oh my dear Lord, in first two verses they say, we want to take birth on the earth planet because here we do not find na yatra narayana pada pankaja. Because the smriti is gone. The reason why? Because atishaya indriya utsavat. Just imagine, Swarga means the Vedavadarata, these ritualistic performers are doing so strictly, achieving the huge piety of Punya, going to Swarga, and there only enjoyment is there. Utsav after Utsav, party after party, party. So even residents of that particular region, they are saying that we cannot do justice to sadhana. If you have a refined knowledge now, they are very intelligent as compared to earthly people, but they cannot do bhakti there, so that's why they want to come on earth, especially in Kali Yuga, where the miseries are high, so we can take full shelter of Krishna's holy name. Example is Indra. See, Indra is a king of demigod. So he has a most refined intelligence. Most intelligent person. When he was actually hearing and seeing the dance of Apsaras, and Brihaspati enters, he thinks why he has come at this moment. Such an intelligent person. Yahan akal kaam nahi karta. And then Brihaspati understood that he is offending. The Brihaspati vanished. And later Indra said, Dhikkaro, you know, I am a foolish person. How can I get to this material enjoyment? So much that I offend my spiritual master. So this is the situation of Upasana Kand. To go to, not Upasana Kand basically, the Veda Vadarata wanting to go to the heaven for sense enjoyment. So what to speak of doing upasana to have sense enjoyment here, you know, to have a powerful body, wealth, fame and so forth, in a place where you cannot enjoy fully. That's what Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out, that it is, I mean, Prabhupada says that giving to such desires of sense gratification is a nonsense, the word comes in purport. It's nonsensical actually. Now we may say, those who are advanced in spiritual life, suppose just like Dauji Prabhu gave example yesterday, that Yudhishthira Maharaj is the one only who saw that I cannot eat mango anywhere where nobody can see me, because Paramatma is everywhere, right? So he found out that his advanced soul. But to subtle sense gratification is to hold on to our own conceptions. So later in Mahabharata, when Krishna saw that Drona is killing Pandava's army like anything, he said, we have to stop him. So Krishna said, there is only one way. If we tell him that Ashwatthama is dead, then he will give up, because his only life's goal is to see his son enjoying. So how can this happen? Then Krishna says, only Yudhishthira says that Ashwatthama is dead, then he will believe. So Krishna tells him, go and tell him. Yudhishthira says, no, I am dharmic satyavan, how can I tell? Lie. But because Krishna has said, so just for convincing Yudhishthira, Bhima kills one elephant named Ashwatthama. Now you tell him. So Yudhishthira says, yes, Ashwatthama is dead, Narova Kunjurova. So half lie he tells. And immediately, his chariot crashes to the ground, which was always going 2 feet ahead, I mean up. Why? Because he was truthful. But because he did not follow Krishna's order, what happened? He spoke higher, because just to keep his particular status in the in this temporary world, he fell down. He hesitated. That's why this has happened. In comparison to him, just see, Arjuna, he went to Sri Krishna to ask, I mean, at the same time Duryodhana went, and then Duryodhana says, I came first. Krishna says, that's not the system. I saw Arjuna first, and he's your Anuja, so let him ask. So he says, I want you. But he clearly mentions that I am not going to fight. and I will be there as assistance. But, and my army we can take. So either of these two you have to choose. So, Duryodhana becomes very happy that, oh, he didn't ask for the army. I want army. So Arjuna, when Krishna says, you know I am not going to fight, you have chosen me. So Arjuna says, you know, if wherever we are, wherever am I, at the depth of the poverty or the zenith of prosperity, how can even you think that I will not choose you? You know, you are my life. Just like the episode, it comes in Mahabharata that somebody said, how are you so inclined to Arjuna, not to other Pandavas? So Krishna says, you go when Arjuna is sleeping and you put your ear to any part of his body, what you will hear, just come and tell me. So he was, even while he was sleeping, while breathing, he used to say, Krishna, Krishna. So the point we are discussing, that the speculation where we see that Krishna is there, but my existence can be without Krishna and I can be successful. That is what is a misconception. Once in a dialogue with some guest, somebody asked, that there are 84 lakh species and there are so many unlimited living entities. How Krishna must be keeping records of each and every living entity so that exact karma would come in the exact body? Question asked to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, this is Dr. Frog's mentality. You are thinking that Krishna is just like us, just better than us. He is Vibhu, we are Anu. A part and parcel cannot become a whole, a Purna, however he tries. So Dr. Frog mentality is, just try to see how much Krishna is powerful. Let me see, Lord Brahma. Or we see one baby frog goes to Mother Frog and says in a fearful state, oh, I have seen very big animal today. So mother says, how can it be possible? I am the biggest. Tell me how much big that was. So she started growing herself in size. Like this, she grew so much that at one point she bursted and dead. So similarly, people with speculation, they may come to conclusion that, oh, Krishna is like this or like that. Duryodhana, he came to such a stage that he wanted to arrest Krishna. He says, he is very powerful. He says, he is very mayavi, sort of. So he does, anytime, you know, he tried to send Durvas Muni, he failed. It's because of Krishna. So he said, if I captured Krishna, then I can defeat Pandavas. How can you arrest Krishna? He is Ajita. But still we can... The bhaktas can arrest Krishna within their heart. But we have to give up this conception. Jnane prayasam udapasya namantam eva jivanti san mukhiritam bhavadiya vartam stane sita shrutikatam tanuman manobhir ye prayasho ajita jito api asitai sri lokyam. So Brahmaji says that jnane prayasam udapasya, if we give up this speculative mentality, like me, he was saying, that I was doing that, and namantam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shruti gatam, if we, wherever we are situated, in whichever ashram or varna, if we just shruti gatam tanuvan manobhir, with body, mind and vacha, if we pay obeisances to his glorification, bhavadiya vartam, his pastimes, then although prayasho ajita, generally in this three world you, nobody can conquer Krishna. He is Ajita. But still, Jito Api. You can win him. You can conquer him. You can make him do whatever you want. But prerequisite is this. Simple thing. In Kali Yuga, we can do Shruti Gatam. In 10th canto also, Krishna says that Somatu Svinna Gatraya Visrutra Kabarasraja. Visrutra Kabarasraja. That Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna and she is trying so hard that she has become completely wet by her sweat. And her hairs are here and there, hither and thither. Drishtva Parishramam Krishna. Krishna is saying that she is trying so much. Parishramam. So Parishramam is, Shrama is, means endeavor. But Pari means, Parishramam means 360 degree. She tried all her level best to try. So if we do, just like Rajashambhu was telling once that we do bhakti and we see, oh, why Krishna is now doing, giving us a result. So actually we do 1% and we want the Krishna to do 99%. But Krishna says, you do 99% and I will do 1% required. And actually my 1% is 99%. That is my mercy. 1% is actually that in task it is 99%. And your 99% work is like 1%. So that Parishramam Drishtva, Parishramam Krishna, Kripaya Asit Swabandhani. So then Kripa comes. So when we ask Kripa, Kyune Dere, that itself says you are not the candidate for it. And we are not the candidate for it. So we cannot barge into Krishna's kingdom. We cannot ask him, or why are you not giving me? So this particular mentality we have to do, just like frog we are discussing, we should dissection, you know, you are a doctor, dissect the frog, in the sense, frog mentality, misconception, that with my advancement, my progressing knowledge, I can understand Krishna. Nobody can understand Krishna. It requires the complete surrender. In the last chapter 2.2 we have seen that there is a Shukadeva Goswami compares Bhakti Yoga with Ashtanga Yoga. Because his task is, there are many people sitting, they are not all bhaktas. There are all kind of people, karmis, jnanis, upasana kand, all sorts of atheists, mayavadis, everybody is sitting there. So he has to prove devotional service is superior to all processes. Although there are the past gradation, the progressive path, but still Bhakti Yoga is superior. So he compares Ashtanga Yoga with Bhakti and he says that so much and so forth, yama, niyama and so hardship you do to achieve liberation. And in Bhagavatam, Dharmartha Kama Moksha has no place. Dharma projita kaitavatra. So kaitavatra means this anything which is having material motive, that is rejected. Parvo nirmatsaranam sata. So it is for the devotees who have actually given up this and even the desire for liberation. So Prabhupada says that if you get Krishna, yatra yogeshwara Krishna, yatra partha dhanudhara, Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So if you, Arjuna only had Krishna, but Sanjay is saying, definitely there will be morality, power, victory, opulence. This is my opinion, Nitir Matir Mama. So that is what is the devotee's mystic power. Just have Krishna and all mystic powers are there. There is no specially you have to do. Just like in Gita, Krishna says that Vedeshu Yagyeshu Tapasu Chaiva Daneshu Yat Punya Phalam Pradishtam Atyeti Tat Sarvam Idam Vidishtva Yogi Param Dhyanam. Yogi, this yogi is Bhakti Yogi, if he performs devotional service, then he will not be bereft of all the results of Dana, Tapa, reading of Veda and all, he will get that. But Atyeti Tat Sarvam Idam Viditva Param Dhama, he will achieve the destination which others will not attain. So who will not go for this Siddhi? Yogeshwar, So all yogas are, I mean, siddhis are there, but you get the person who is the owner of all yoga siddhis. You have the all siddhis. That's what Krishna, Srila Prabhupada's logic. So you get Krishna and you achieve all the yoga siddhis. Now we'll come to this concept that there is a concept of controlling senses. Just like we see everybody, that Kanishta Adhikari will become Madhyam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari will become Uttam Adhikari. Not a sudden somebody become Uttam Adhikari. By sadhana process will evolve, will develop, will have a godly qualities. But the attitude will not change unless we work on that. So envious attitude, one person may become, may control all the senses. But the envious attitude is not changed, the result won't come as is wished. For example, let's see, there are different manvantaras. The first manvantara, Swayambhu Manu, there we see Kashyapa Muni, he is approached by his wife Diti at a wrong time for conception, evening time. So Kashyapa says, wait for some time, one muhurta, because it is a time where demons and, you know, hobgoblins, they are moving, so it will not be an auspicious conception. But she says, no, because, so he fails for that, because Prabhupada writes that he was not strong enough to say no. And what happens? Result? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu comes. They terrorize the entire universe. Same down the line, Kashyap does tapascharya, I mean, he performs devotional service. And later we see that the Diti again, she sees that Hiranyakashipu was killed by Indra, but, you know, he asked for Vishnu to come, and so she, Diti, decides that not Vishnu is not a culprit, Indra is culprit. So she again tries to serve Kashyapa very diligently, and Kashyapa becomes very happy. She says, ask anything, I am very happy, my dear wife. Again she says, what she says? Varado yadi me brahman putram Indra hanam vrine. Now Kashyapa thought long time has gone. She must have been learned the lesson, because her two sons, cherished sons, have died now. She must have become a devotee. But, and her behavior shows that. But he asks what? I want a son who can kill Indra. Kashyap says, again I fail for this lady. But now he has evolved. So he says, okay, if you want that, then you have to do Punsavan Vrata. Do this Vrata. Actually Bhakti Yoga only, Bhakti process. But he says, there are strict rules. If you fail for it, if you do any discrepancy, then you will get son who is a friend of Krishna, a friend of Indra. And this is what happens. It's a very strict Punsavan Vrata where Diti basically does a mistake and Marutas are born. Those who are friends to Indra. As compared to Diti, we see Aditi. Aditi is also the wife of Kashyapa. And when in 8th Manvantara, when Samudra Manthan happens, and then demigods take the Amrut, and they actually kill many demons. But our Shukracharya revives them. And Bali was actually revived to life. So Bali becomes so grateful to his spiritual master that he serves Shukracharya like anything as a disciple. And then Shukracharya does a Vishwa Yajna, Vishwajit Yajna, and he has some kavach and sword. So much so that when Bali comes with his army and just blows his conch shell, by just hearing that, Indra comes to know that we are no match to him now. And they have to vacate the heavens immediately. Without fight, they are Amruta. But because the power of spiritual master, blessings of spiritual masters are so powerful, that all the demigods have to leave their swarga in heaven. And then Aditi, in his, she gets the news and she says, okay, I am very upset. So when now in 8th Manvantara, Kashyap again now has evolved. First Manvantara, now 7th Manvantara has gone, long period. And now Aditi asks, again when he comes, that, so she says that, oh my dear Brahmana, oh my dear husband, if you wish, then please give me benediction so that my sons are established in the situation where they were. So see the attitude. Aditi also has suffered. I mean, her sons also suffered. Diti also suffered. But the benedictions they are asking are exactly opposite. One wants to kill her nephew and one is asking that do something in such a way that they are established. She doesn't say kill demons or something like that. So what we are discussing here is we, while doing devotional practice, we have to give up the fruitive activity in the purport to Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 verse 1, Prabhupada writes in the last line, what he says, this knowledge given in second chapter, that is body and spirit, this self-realization is possible when works without attachment to fruitive result. And one should be situated in, fixed in conception of the real self. So, Diti was still attached to me and my sons, and what will happen to my happiness depends on my son's happiness. So Kashyapa, when he hears Aditi's verse, he is so advanced now, he says, Aho Maya Balam Vishnu Sneha Baddham Idam Jagat. First he became angry to Diti, second time also angry to Diti. This time he is astonished. He says, how powerful is the illusory energy of Vishnu, in which the entire world is bound with the affection of the children. What is the shackle is the affection for children. So, but he says, okay, do payovrat. He also gives to Aditi devotional service only. But simple. That's what, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Swaranam. And she successfully does that. And what happens? Lord Vamandev appears. So progression, see. Kashyapa, Diti, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha. Again, Diti, 49 Marutas, demigods. But later, with Aditi, Lord appears. With the desires and spiritual master's blessings. So Kashyapa is the spiritual master here. And the Diti and Aditi are the sadhakas, the disciples. But the attitude with which we do sadhana and what our desires are, the fruits will come. So that's why Prabhupada says that we have to be very careful to follow this. And in this Kali Yuga specifically, it's so dangerous. So Kali Yuga is very auspicious for devotional service if we take to holy name very seriously. But if you are lacking that, then there are so many things happening that we may get caught up in so many misconceptions. Just like somebody was saying that Kali Yuga is such a place where somebody may be a devotee of Krishna who loves cows, but he may not have any problem with cows moving on the road, but will keep cats and dogs on the bed. I mean, this it's an illogical conception. That is Kali Yuga. Akal kaam nahi karta. The one statement is very powerful. But that's why the Gita, just like day before yesterday, we were discussing that Gita and Bhagavad are both commandments and they give choices also. So commandments is there. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tachiti ante kalevaram tam tameveti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Just like Bharat Maharaj left only thinking about deer, and he became deer. Similarly, whatever bhav, the thought process we may have while leaving the body, sada tad bhava bhavita, that bhav, that conception we will achieve, certainly. This is what commandment is given. And Krishna is actually Surudam Sarva Bhutanam. He is not commanding or you will go to hell. No, he is seeing our benefit all the time. So, we just have to take this Kali Yuga as an opportunity. Just like Mahaprabhu says, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidram Jau Maya, Pisa Chira Kole. Enechi Aushadhi Maya, Nashibar Lagi, Hari Nama Mahamantra, Lao Tumi Magi. Just take holy name seriously. Bhavadiya Vartam, hear pastimes of Krishna, wherever we are situated. And then we will understand the avaran on the buddhi. Akal kaam karne lagega. That's why he says the only work of those who are living and about to die is Tasman Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada. So this Shrotavya Kirtitavya Smartavya of Krishna should be Sarvatra, everywhere, and Sarvada means all the time. So that is the only way to make our life successful in this Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.